أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها. كذبت ثمود بطغواها إذ انبعث أشقاها. فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقياها. فكذبوه فعقروها فدمدم عليهم ربهم بذنبهم فسواها ولا يخاف عقباها. صدق الله العظيم. Continuing with the ayat we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the qasam of the nafs, of the soul, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. That person that purifies his soul has been successful. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh has spoken about purity in great detail, the gist of what is, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has shown us that there are four very basic type of purities. Generally we know the purity of the body, that the outward body must be pure, like when we make our salat, we need to be in a state of ghusl, we need to make wudu. If there is any form of impurities on our bodies, that needs to be washed out, and similarly the purity of our clothes. Then he speaks about the purity of the limbs, the purity of the limbs and the senses, and that will be to purify them from sin. That when we commit sin, perhaps with the eyes, perhaps with the mouth, perhaps with the ears, with the hands and with the legs, or any other part of the body, then a person would make tawbah, and that then purifies the limbs from the disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then he speaks about the purity of the heart, in which he makes reference to the purity of our iman. Insofar as our iman is concerned, to have pure iman in Allah, to have pure iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our tawheed, our belief in the oneness of Allah, it has to be absolutely pure from any kind of kufr, any kind of shirk, any kind of nifaq or hypocrisy. So that is the purity of our iman in Allah, our iman in our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he speaks about the purity of the inner self. And the purity of the inner self will be to purify ourselves from all kinds of evil habits, evil akhlaq, evil character, evil traits. Like, for example, some of us may be suffering from a glimpse of arrogance, sometimes it is pride, sometimes it is hatred, sometimes it is jealousy, whatever it may be, excessive greed for this material world. A person needs to work on that and purify himself. And then here, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. That person that purifies his soul from all these ills and evils, purifies himself from any form or any trace of kufr and shirk, that person has been successful. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. The word dasa, we were discussing yesterday, actually means to pollute or to bury something into the ground. أَمْ يَدُسُّهُ فِي التُّرَابِ comes in the Quran Sharif, in the meaning of burying something into the ground. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making reference to that soul. That person has failed, who has polluted his soul. In other words, he has not worked on the purification of the soul. And actually, this is a lifelong endeavor. It is not like a person can cleanse himself once and that person will not get polluted again. But this is a lifelong endeavor to remain in the company of the pious, to try and complete one's adhkar and dhikr, one's remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and all of that goes with it. Otherwise then there will be corruption of the soul, and there will be this pollution of the soul, and that will be a failure in this world, a failure in the hereafter. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an example of the people of Thamud, to whom Allah had sent the Nabi, Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah says, كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ بِطَغْوَاهَا. The people of Thamud, they belied. They did not accept the Tawheed and the oneness of Allah. They rejected Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wasalam بِطَغْوَاهَا, because of the insolence, because of their arrogance. They were arrogant. This Nabi of Allah had come, invited them towards Allah. They said they would not accept the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, if he would show some sign that he was the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so came out crackling from a mount, was a camel, a she-camel that was regarded, and Allah speaks about it here also, as Naqatullah, the she-camel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because how can a camel come out from the mountains? And hence, this was a great miracle that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had shown, but the arrogance had showed no bounds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذِمْ بَعَثَ أَشْقَاهَا, when the most wretched amongst them had then arisen, and he rose against the Nabi of Allah, Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wasalam. There was these simple rules that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had put into place, and that rules were that the animal would have its day of taking and drinking water, and the people would have their day of drawing and taking their water. However, the people were dissatisfied, and hence this person in the riwayat, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, his name was Qidar ibn Salif. He had was amongst the forerunners to have then destroyed this animal. Allah says, فَقَالَ لَهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, the Rasul of Allah, Hazrat Salih alayhi salat wa salam, وَسُقِيَاهَا, leave this she-camel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and leave her turn of drinking as has been designated by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. However, the arrogance had known no bounds. فَكَذَّبُوهُ, they belied the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَعَقَرُوهَا, then they had hamstrung this camel. In other words, they killed it. As a consequence of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَدَمْدَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his adab had come upon them rumbling. It had come in such a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destroyed the people of Thamud بِذَنْبِهِمْ, because of their sins, and they belying the Nabi of Allah and disbelieving in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَسَوَّاهَا, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had leveled them all out. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had raised them. There was no difference in the children, the men and the women. They were all destroyed totally. Now when the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroys, and then we have human beings sometimes that cause or create corruption on this earth, there is a very big difference that when a human begins to destroy, when a human begins to kill people, even if it is mass killings, there's a very big difference. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to that at the end of the surah, وَلَا يَخَافُ عُقْبَاهَا, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not fear its consequences. Man always will live in constant fear. A king, a ruler, a governor may kill people, mass killings, but he will always have this fear of an uprising. He will always have the fear of some form of opposition. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يَخَافُ عُقْبَاهَا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not fear the consequences when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deals with individuals. And all of this boils down to the very simple thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ أَخَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا, that if man purifies his soul, he purifies his iman, he purifies his character, his personality, he purifies his limbs, he purifies his senses, then obviously he will be in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will be duly rewarded. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.